Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
The office fridge controversy. And, you know, I get these odd things every once in a while from our very own Caitlin Green. And she sent me this yesterday, and I share with this wonderful tweet with everybody. It says, today in office fridge war crimes, someone on my floor has reported that someone stole their pickle juice.
Ooh.
Not the pickles, the juice. Yeah. And they put the dry pickles back in the fridge. Okay, talk to me about pickle juice.
They poured out that person's pickle juice and left the pickles in to shrivel up and become not crunchy.
So let me ask the question that no one wants to know.
Right.
What do you do with pickle juice if without the pickles?
Or is it a spiteful person that wanted to ruin the pickles? Is it a criminal mastermind that knew that once you remove the pickle juice, it renders the pickles
Why
chewy?
Why would somebody do that? Know. I mean, the pickles, I mean, they're in a jar. They don't smell. You can't because they're sealed.
Well, I'll tell you something. I looked up a dill pickle juice. For years, athletes have been drinking pickle juice to relieve muscle cramps after exercising. Jimmy Kimmel, who we talked about earlier, when he wants to lose weight, he eats dill pickles once a week. That's all he eats, and the pickle juice. So there's something to be said because they have no calories. But the pickle juice is apparently contains vinegar, right? That's fermented. Good for your gut. Maybe somebody had a tummy problem that day.
I have heard that people drink pickle juice to help cure a hangover.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it was a desperately hungover colleague.
Right.
Some people add it to Caesars. So maybe it's somebody who was trying to make an at-work Caesar, which also seems inappropriate.
But yeah.
Do you?
Okay. Hey, guys, I have to tell you this. It's a little like Becky O'Mecky here. But I was just Googling what you do with the juice. You can re-pickle it. You can do that. You can put more vinegar in it. But anyway, pickle juice is good for tenderizing meat, to make dill pickle bread. No, thank you. Boil potatoes in it.
Get out of here.
That would be good. Well, if they have
boil
dill
the potatoes
potato
in, the pickle juice.
Well, yeah, they have dill pickle potato chips. That's a good idea.
So someone's making potato chips at work? That makes for a good lunch break.
And somebody says, use it as a post-workout drink because it's good for inflammation. But another person says, just make pickle popsicles.
It's somebody who wanted the pickle but didn't have a fork. So they just poured it out, and they waited for the pickles to fall out, and the juice came out.
Tom, you got to trademark that.
A pickle-sickle.
There you go. Well,
there's one easy way to find out who done it at that job. Start smelling people's breath.
Yeah.
And once again, Toronto is the conversation around the country, around the continent, most likely around the world. I told you guys when I was in Grand Cayman this weekend, Toronto Raptors flags in the air.
Real
flying, absolutely. There were Raptors flags flying above the boroughs, of course, because there are a lot of Canadians on that island. But because everyone is excited about the Raptors, I think more people because Golden State, the whole thing's getting old. It's like, all right, Golden State again, with the Raptors coming into the fold now and being the conversation. They're like, yeah, that's exciting. I think it's great for basketball.
And also Drake being attached to that, and how cool Toronto is.
Absolutely, and how cool
all that
Drake
stuff.
Is.
It's fresh. You're right.
It's fresh. It's great for basketball. Yeah. It's good for the culture. Now, is Drake being the center of attention during the games, is that great for basketball? That's the question this morning, because all day in the news, you're just seeing, even the coach of the Bucks is complaining that Drake is just doing too much. Is he doing too much? Or is that just basketball? That's the question I'm begging. And I will remind everybody, Spike Lee, Reggie Miller, you remember that epic feud where Spike Lee's doing the choke signal, there you're choking, then Reggie drains the bucket, back at Spike. Choke what? Choke who? This is basketball, people. It's flamboyant. It's big. It's bold. It's exciting. And it's one of the few sports, Marilyn, where the audience is actually on the playing surface. I'm trying to think. I could be wrong here, but I don't know any other professional sports where the actual crowd is sitting on the playing surface.
Right.
Hockey, you've got the boards that are separating
us. That separate you from the ice.
And the glass.
Yeah. And the glass.
And the plexiglass, yeah.
Tennis, everyone's eating caviar in the back while the ball's being hit back and forth, right?
What's the last time
And you know
went?
What? You Never. Know what? Let's talk about tennis. Tennis etiquette, you cannot speak.
You can't, like, right? You can't speak during tennis,
be
right?
Be quiet, please. Very, very quiet.
Right. Don't they even, like, blow a whistle for you if you're doing noise or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Basketball, it's constant. back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
Lots of noise because of the, you know, the sound of the court. People are invested. They're right. You're right. They're right on the floor. I don't see anybody looking up like, what? Okay, when is this play going to be
over? Right.
Football. I'm telling you, I love football. You know how much I do, but there's a lot of downtime.
A whole lot of downtime.
So when you, you know, and so when I see Drake get excited, I'm excited because I'm kind of living vicariously through him.
Yeah.
He is so associated with the Raptors, so supported, supportive of the Raptors. But I think people, like you said, are saying, is it too much what he's doing? So I don't know. Is it?
If he was sitting courtside, if he was the ambassador for the team and they win and they tie up the playoff series and he gives a golf clap, like nobody's going to be like, that wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
He's sitting there like doing a little like, he's not at the opera. He's right. The ambassador for the team.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I like seeing him go for it.
I do too. And let me tell you, all the cameras are on him. They're not on the game. They're not really on the coach. They're on Drake.
Yeah.
Is Drake good friends with the coach? Do we know that? Because he keeps patting him on the back.
I mean, I don't know if they're friends. They've got to have some kind of relationship.
Sure.
But once again, you know, basketball is just one of those few sports where, you know, the players and the audience and the court is just in such close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen. I think basketball's a special case, in my opinion.
I got to tell you, too. If I were Drake, I couldn't contain myself watching that game, that last game. I mean, that's, you know, it's exciting. So tonight they play. They're in Bucks County.
Yep.
And they're a little sad. Those guys are, they're being like sore sports. I don't know what the hell's wrong with these guys. It's a game, for crying out loud.
That's the thing with the timing of the criticism, right? It's
yes.
right after the series gets tied up. It's right after the loss.
Yeah.
So people were wondering about that as well.
Yeah. Anyway, tonight the game starts at 8:30. And Jurassic Park, I mean, people are going to fill that up. It is going to rain. So take out your best garbage bag, cut a hole in it, and cover yourself up and have fun.
Right.
It's going to be really
fun. Someone texted in that golf, you're on the course, right? The players in the audience
are
on the course.
Jamar, again.
Special case, right? Yeah, exactly. Completely different culture.
But that's what I'm saying. So him doing that on the court wouldn't make any sense.
Right.
Like, everyone's like, oh, he's not being polite. I'm like, you know what? If you just find this annoying, I totally get it. That's your prerogative.
Right.
But I don't think he's breaking any rules.
No, I think basketball is just a different culture.
Love it.
Flamboyant.
I'm glad he's doing it. It makes me excited.
We need somebody in here running through the stands while we're doing the show. Like, yes!
Like a hype man.
If we had something exciting to do. You have to, like, you know, you have to be able to be exciting all the time.
Well, we'll try. 90% of us admit we do this, but 80% won't do it if anyone else is around. Anybody know?
Say that statistic one more time.
90% of people admit that we do this, but only 80% won't do it if anyone else is around.
Eat from a jar of peanut butter with a spoon.
No. Nope.
Does that have anything to do with beating oneself?
Food's not involved.
So you can
rest assured. 90% of us admit we do this, but 80% of us won't do this thing.
Can you give me
anyone
a clue?
Is around.
Give us a clue.
Okay.
Give us a category.
You want a clue? Okay.
Something.
Your car is involved in this.
Yeah.
Your vehicle. You're probably doing this today in your vehicle. Why don't you call 416-870-1045 if you want to take a crack at it. 90% of us admit we do it, but 80% of us will not do it if anyone else is around.
Okay.
Think about it. Caitlin?
I think I have a thought on what it is.
Let's see what the listeners
Yeah, I don't
want to
ruin
say.
It for the listeners, but
yeah,
I have an idea.
Yeah, let's see what the listeners have to say.
Because
you're pretty good at this.
So 90% means pretty much everyone does it.
Okay, all right. Who's on the line? Hi, Chum. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Vicky.
Okay, Vicky.
Take a shot.
What?
One more time, Vicky.
Picking your nose?
Oh.
You know what?
Vicky.
That's not the answer, but I'm going to say that's also correct. And I've caught a couple people driving by, and you'll be like, man, what are you digging for in there, bro?
We had, I won't say who his name is, a Canadian, great Canadian artist come and visit us, a chum, I don't know, 20 years ago. And he came really early for the morning show. He goes, you cannot believe how many people I have witnessed picking their nose on the way in. I'm like, ew.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, the things that you see early in the morning. Now, let me ask you one more part of this.
Sure.
Is it a car? We know it's car related. Mm-hmm. Vicky, thanks for your call. Is it in the day or the night? Or does it matter?
I would say a lot during the day, probably even more at night.
What?
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, what's going on? 90% of us admit we do this, but 80% won't do it if anyone else is around. What's that?
Is it singing in the car?
Yay!
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all sing in our car.
Yeah.
It's probably the only private, confined space, intimate space that we have left, you know? Even if you live with somebody, your bathroom, someone can always walk in on you if you're singing, so you probably don't sing that loud. What do you sing in your car, Lisa?
I sing all the songs on Chum FM.
There it is.
Oh, you do, do you?
And sometimes I even do a little dancing, you know?
Easy, careful, right? Going 100 kilometers? Or?
No.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Are you the lead singer or the backup singer?
I will sing by myself. Like, if I hear a really great song,
yeah,
I will sing on my own. But if I'm driving with a friend and a great song comes on in the passenger, we will both sing and we're just going to enjoy the song.
No, but what I mean by that, sometimes I will take a lead on the song.
Yeah, and then you...
But like with Fleetwood Mac, I would never take Stevie's place, so I'm her backup singer.
So you start doing the harmonies?
I do all the harmonies and I do all the chords because I feel like I'm never, like, could never be the lead, but I can do the back. Same thing with other groups, even with Shawn Mendes. I'm telling you, I'm a great backup singer.
Great. Are you?
What about you? Are you the lead or the backup?
I'm the ad lib. One more. Another.
DJ Khaled.
Right. I'm the
That's
professional
about all
Khaled.
He does.
I'm doing those backups. Yeah. Yay! E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by the IKEA Bathroom Event. Save 15% on furniture, sinks, and faucets until May 27th. See in store or IKEA.ca for details. Conditions apply. Now let's apply the Tracy Melcher. Ooh, it is just so nice, fabulous in here.
Good morning!
Hello, Tracy.
Good morning. It's a thirsty Thursday. We're starting off with some sad news. Kendall Jenner has broken up with her basketball player boyfriend, Ben Simmons.
Because it's the end of the school year, and I have to do it summer, and you know, maybe we'll get back together again in September. I don't know.
You are so right, because they dated off and on for a year, then they getting together last summer, breaking up at the end of it. So they were their own summer romances, then date again in late fall, then they became serious in February, wintertime, and now you're right, Marilyn, and they're ending it right now. So, you know, she was said in a recent interview that she could see herself marrying Ben Simmons, but, you know, who knows?
Just a moment.
And she's the Kardashian Jenner that really flies under the radar.
Yes.
She does.
Yes.
You don't hear a lot about her. No. So
they might want to rotate sports, though. Maybe they should move over to, like, soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Or something else. You know, basketball's not working out so much.
Yes, please. Yeah, yes, please. Okay.
Yeah, you have to pick a sport you like to attend, though. That's, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean? We got to go.
Or David Beckham. But if I'm saying that ilk.
You got to support.
Yes, you have to support.
Right.
Listen, okay. if you want stamina, I'm going to take up for my soccer players.
Oh, really? And they've got great calves.
Ladies, if you want stamina.
And good hair.
You want a soccer player.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that field is very okay.
It's huge.
Into sports.
Hey.
90 minutes running.
What about basketball? What about hockey?
Many subs in basketball, hockey, losing.
It's a hard sport.
Hockey missing teeth. You really want a soccer player.
I know. I'm not gonna say no to a hockey hockey player, basketball player, soccer player, whatever player. Not a player.
Not a player.
I don't want to play a player.
Because they can.
Right. Because that's true. She's not a player. She's amazing. She's Cher.
Yeah, Cher. I love Cher.
I know Cher. She's 73 and she's fabulous and can hold a 5-minute plank. But she had a sudden cancellation of her concert in Winnipeg earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
The opening act went on, and then all of a sudden, the crowd of 10,000 people were told that due to a sudden short-term illness, Cher had to cancel that night. But for all the people at the show to hold on to their tickets, and she'll reschedule, and she's coming back here to Toronto in November.
Yeah, I'd like to see her. I want to see her.
She's amazing.
Summer.
I saw her several times.
On the last
yes,
tour.
I've seen her on the last tour, too.
Yeah.
Here and at the Hollywood Bowl.
Let me tell you, her mother is still alive and wished her a happy birthday, said, "Happy birthday, kiddo." Her mother said that to her daughter.
Wow. Her mother's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Icon.
Good genes. Good genes. Cardi B. Cardi B has also canceled and postponed some shows in Texas and in Maryland. She apparently, according to her peeps, was a little bit too overzealous in getting back to work after the birth of Culture in July of last year. And subsequently, after having Culture, she had some breast augmentation, some liposuction surgery, and she got back to work too soon.
Yeah.
So they're saying that, you know, she needs to take time to get her body to fully recover and just to give her some
time to heal. I love her honesty.
Oh.
She doesn't. She didn't gloss over. She goes, listen, I've had some plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. I got to get some or cosmetic surgery. So I have to, the doctors are telling me to take some more time off. So good for her.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And being open and honest about it.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig has to have surgery. It's the medical edition of the E-Talk update. So Daniel Craig, he is filming Bond again in Jamaica. And he was doing some kind of, you know, fabulous, I'm sure, shaken, not stirred stunt. And
probably he walked off a curb and he turned his ankle. But they're making it a bigger deal than it is. Let's face it, people.
He was jumping out of a plane, landed, and then walked off a car.
Oh, right.
Right.
It's like Tom Cruise, at least, do we have footage on that? Because at least we saw when Tom Cruise broke his ankle, he was jumping from one building to another.
That was unbelievable.
Daniel Craig, I want to see some footage on how you actually broke your ankle. Anyway,
all I see him is like, you know, in the middle of Jamaica, like walking off a curb now. So he's the next Bond flick. Yeah, 25. Unbelievable. It's set to open April 2020.
All right. We're going to see you tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yes, you will.
On E-Talk CTV.
I can't wait for the viral video of Daniel Craig actually at a Jamaican street party doing a boom flick. I'll explain it to you later.
Well, who's he married to? Who's he married to? Rachel?
Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, she's shooting. Oh, great. He's going to be home for 6 weeks.
Good stuff.
I thought you were going to go shoot. I want to go shopping.
Braps.
Go Raps.
Go Raps.
Okay,
Go Raps.
Thanks, Trace.
That's it.
So if you're still in the dating pool, these are the professions that you need to look at if you're looking at dateability. They've already taken a survey on eHarmony. These are the people that are the most dateable.
So don't do what you love.
Do what's going to get you more attention.
Okay, are you going from number 1 to 10 or 10 to 1?
In no particular order, Marilyn. Okay. And I will tell you, spoiler alert. Entertainment or radio personality didn't make the list.
Oh, I can tell you that right away.
We're not dating material.
We're not.
I'll tell you who are. Writers, people who write for a living, very dateable.
Oh, you're a writer?
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You making any money would be my next question.
Good, right. Yeah. Well, at least they'll write you some love letters for free. Office worker, artist or designer, computing and IT, lawyers, architects, firefighters or police officers, very dateable. Veterinarians, animal doctor, teacher or professor, and the most dateable, doctors or nurses. You ever date a doctor?
I married one.
Exactly.
But I will tell you, I said to him, hey, is it true about hospitals and doctors and nurses and doctors and doctors and nurses and nurses? And he goes, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it does happen. So what we saw in Grey, and he's a doctor in Seattle, Grey's Anatomy territory.
Ooh.
He said, yeah, that happens. Mm-hmm. Those overnight calls. Yeah.
Oh.
So there you have it. I got to say, you've named every profession except for ours.
Yeah.
I know.
Office worker in IT.
Yeah.
I take offense to this.
Entertainers are notoriously train wrecky.
Right.
So it's like, you know, whatever.
Our radio.
Leave us alone.
Well, I don't think radio people are.
You know why? Because we're, it's like, oh, you wake up at, you know, really?
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
That was my last boyfriend. Listen, you dated me for 6 years and now it doesn't work for you because I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you sit at your desk till 5 o'clock and then you take a phone call? Okay, that doesn't work for me.
The one I always get is, you party too much. Well, I could stop and go hungry.
Yeah, because you make money when you do
that. Yeah, that's what I do for a living.
Wow. That's what he does for a living.
So,
no, it's weird. I mean, if you want to find an excuse, you can find an excuse for sure.
You want to know the biggest turnoff?
Huh?
Politicians.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, but that wouldn't resonate with me.
Nobody wants to date a politician.
And Chef wasn't anywhere.
Talk to anybody about that.
Chef didn't make this. This is funny.
Yeah.
Chef didn't make it.
I would have thought that was
who doesn't want to date someone who is a professional cook?
No, a lot of people don't want to because they're at the restaurant all the time at night.
Oh, yeah.
Tough call.
That's a tough one, right?
That's a tough one. I've had a couple of chefy friends and they say the same thing.
Better in theory than in practice, I guess.
So. Yeah.
Just think about it. They come home and you have all the ingredients on. They go, no, you did this wrong. You're like, okay, why don't you do it?
A friend of mine said, you know, a friend of mine said, I would just like to come home and have somebody make dinner for me. Do you know? Because
more of like
chef.
A home cook than a chef.
Sure.
I see.
Yeah. So
that's not how I imagine it. I just imagine it to be like one romantic getaway featuring someone else doing all the cooking.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's why you're in radio, because you fantasize too much. Mm-hmm. You're not a realist sometimes.
That's true.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know. Let me know. Let me.
Heads up to TTC riders this morning. The TTC is warning everyone that streetcar routes are experiencing delays across the city this morning thanks to a power outage in the East End. It's impacting vehicles leaving that big streetcar storage facility down at Leslie and Lakeshore. Mm-hmm. And so it's causing a bit of a backup. So if you take the streetcar to get to work, just a little bit of warning to leave yourself some extra time.
Can you ring the bell?
Oh, yep.
Right. Don Valley Parkway will be closed tomorrow night, midnight. Till Monday morning at 5 a.m. The whole Don Valley Parkway off limits all weekend. Just remember that when probably, you have to get around.
Probably skip brunch on Sunday.
Yeah,
I think so. You got to be like it's and then the rerouting of that.
Yeah.
If you're traveling east west, maybe you're okay. Yeah. North south, that's going to be complicated. 10 former ministers of health from all parties, PC, NDP, and Liberal, have released an unprecedented joint letter that is big trending news in Ontario this morning, calling on Doug Ford's provincial government to reverse deep, drastic cuts to public health that they say will put the health and prosperity of communities across Ontario at risk. Mm. So there's a petition circulating online in addition to the letter outlining their concerns, and you can sign the petition if you share their concerns. It's available at the City of Toronto's website. That's big news across the province today. Have you ever had someone characterize time that you spent together, perhaps a friendship or a flirtation, as a relationship when it wasn't? A lot of people are like talking about this issue online today because of a story involving Natalie Portman and the DJ and the music producer, Moby, because that's kind of what's happening here. And it's a relatable thing that people say, hey, I once
dated
someone.
You.
I had once had someone say they were dating me and they were not. Instead, they were just an overzealous at best, interested party, or a creep at worst, which is what Natalie Portman is saying the case is with Moby. Moby has a memoir called Then It Fell Apart. And so we should put it into context of he's trying to sell a book.
Yeah.
And in the book, he claims that they dated. And she says, actually, no, I was surprised to hear that he characterized our very short time of knowing each other as dating. My recollection is a much older man being creepy with me when I had just graduated high school. I was a teenager. I had just turned 18. Guy's 34, and he's trying to come out and say, oh, we dated. But then, you know, it didn't work out. I'll never understand it type of thing. What's the deal there? Why? It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Up for interpretation, I will say that.
She said, I was a fan. I went to one of his shows when I had just graduated. We met after the show. He said, let's be friends. He was on tour. I was working, shooting a film. So we only hung out a handful of times before I realized this is an older guy who was interested in me in a way that felt appropriate. And I co-signed Natalie Portman's statement. He shared a photo of the two of them together where he's shirtless. Don't do that.
Okay.
And he has
you said appropriate. Well, it's inappropriate.
Yeah, inappropriate. Yeah, right, and he had his arm around her.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just looks like she's uncomfortable, and they met backstage at an event, and he wants to sell books and tell everyone he dated Natalie Portman.
Right.
I don't know.
They hung out a handful of times, she said, right?
Yeah.
Were there any other handfuls during the handful of hanging out?
I take Natalie Portman at her word on this. I've got to tell you, he doesn't look good in this scenario, and everyone's kind of sitting here going, Moby, back it up. Like we're
although I will say this, she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Moby, I love your concerts. And then
my
you know,
point exactly.
I'm not saying that they did anything. It's just that you know.
No, not for me. I'm like there are a lot of people weighing in. I'm on the Natalie Portman side of she's 18 and he's 34. If
point.
A 34 year old man is interested in an 18 year old
well,
girl,
that's goofy anyway.
The buck stops there for me.
No, yeah. I understand that, yeah. But I'm just saying an 18 year old is like oh, Jonas Brothers. You know, that kind of stuff. They're like, oh my God. And he took interest in me. And now she's a serious actress and a mother. I can see it being a blurred line a little bit.
All I say is when you're doing stuff with somebody, have the conversation. What are we doing? What is this? Be clear.
Yeah. No, I can see that. No, I can see it. I mean, I know why she's defending herself, but I'm saying, I don't know. I could be on Team Moby on
that. That's a no for me, dog.
Thank you, Randy.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.